Howdy, everyone.
Howdy.
In my time with the Lord this morning, this is just a scripture I've known for a long time. It just jumped off the page to me a lot. So let me just read it to you. This explains the gospel. The gospel being the good news of God for us. It's the good news of God about us. It's his good news because he came up with it. He came up with the plan. But it's about us and our redemption. This is verse 8 of Colossians 2. Oh, let me do this. There's no point in me trying to be. I can see it, but I can see it better with these. See to it that no one take you captive through empty philosophy or through philosophy or empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. The elementary principle of the world, just a reminder, is if you'll just achieve, you can receive. The gospel is you can't achieve anything apart from Christ, for you can do nothing apart from him. He came to transform us, to rescue us from our fallen self. For in Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. So if that's true, that in Christ, all the fullness dwells in bodily form, then the next verse makes a lot of sense. Because in Christ, hear it again, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. That's a lot. And in him, okay, now you're in him, the one in whom all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. In him, you have been made complete. See, what happens is we get confused in the body of Christ. We think that I can do deliverance on you to get you complete, or we can do inner healing to kind of get you to complete. The truth is Christ made you complete. And what we're simply doing is calling that forth, removing deceptions and delusions off of you, so that you can be who God's called you to be, who God says you already are. You're complete as Jesus is. You're not Jesus. But 1 John 4:17 says, as he is, so are you in this world today in your situation and circumstance. That's pretty complete. In him, you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. You know, the Old Testament talks about the circumcision of the heart. In him, you were also circumcised. Now, it happened in him, not just by him, but in him. In him, you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, which means you couldn't do anything about your condition, you were dead. So it's all grace. It's all mercy. He made you. He did it. He made you alive together with Christ. Alive together. When Christ was risen, you were risen. When Christ died, you died. And in him, the circumcision of your flesh happened. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. No, that's all. Now, all is all. Past, present, and future. Already forgiven. That's why there can be no condemnation for those who are in Christ. See, all your sins were future when Jesus died on the cross, and he forgave you. So he has no problem forgiving sins not yet committed. Do you hear what I just said? On the cross, you had not committed one sin yet, but you were already forgiven. Your forgiveness happened on the cross. I'll show you. Having forgiven us all our transgressions, that's past tense, perfect tense, completed action in the past with continual present tense results. Having forgiven us all of our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of our debt of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. So when were you forgiven? When he nailed all your sins at the cross. So you were forgiven of all your sins 2,000 years ago. Every human being's been forgiven, but doesn't mean every human being is saved. He reconciled himself to the world, but only those who embrace the reconciliation become born again. Only those who receive by faith. Having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. So there's this certificate of debt. If you look over in Ephesians, we won't take time to do that. It talks about the law, all the commandments that was our enmity. That was our enemy. He says, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees, which was hostile to us, he took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. And so all those commandments that you and I broke, it's as if they were written on a document in the spiritual realm. And so in the days of Christ, if you were in debt and you had not paid your debt, they would post it on the door of your house, all that you owed. Now, once you paid it off, then they would post another sign on there that said, Tetelestai, it's finished. Didn't just mean paid in full, it means it's finished. The condition that you were in, it's finished. Having nailed it to the cross, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, so listen, you and I, when we do battle with the enemy, it's an unfair fight. You are clothed in the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit. The enemy's been disarmed. When he disarmed the rulers and the authorities, when he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them, the Father, through Christ. Now, in what way did he disarm the enemy in terms of his right to do anything to us? Two things he talks about here. When Jesus went to the cross, he was nailed to the cross. And so it says, he who knew no sin did what? Became sin. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So he took our guilt that we might have his innocence. He took our guilt. So the certificate of debt, Jesus became that door. Or in a sense, the cross was the door, and Jesus was the list. He, you know, Chuck's fear, Chuck's greed, Chuck's pride, Chuck's envy, Chuck's control, Chuck's insecurity, all those things were there in the spirit realm. But not just that, he became Chuck. And so it's as if you took this person and you crucified them and you nailed to the cross everything that they had done and you crucified them. And then when that person died, they took that certificate of debt and that person buried it because it was no longer relevant. The debt had been paid. That person had died. He had paid the penalty for sin. And the person who did all the sin died. End of story. Now, the gospel is the beginning of the story. It's the end of the story for the old self. It's the end of the story of the fearful Chuck. It's the end of the story of the angry Chuck. It's the end of the story of the greedy Chuck. It's the end of the story of the anxious Chuck, or whatever, whatever, whatever. End of story. But I was raised up together with him, a new creation, the righteousness of God in Christ now. And Christ isn't fearful. Christ isn't angry. Christ isn't greedy. Christ doesn't do anxiety. On and on and on. So it wasn't just the certificate taken care of. There was a circumcision that took place. The flesh was cut off. Now, can you and I still choose to walk in the flesh? We can, but that's not who we are anymore. We used to be that, the flesh person. We used to be that guy who did all those things. Well, all those things he did was listed, nailed to the cross, and he died, the one who did all those things. Now, you know, he was a slave to all that stuff. That's the reign of sin. Reign of sin died. Now, he's raised up in union with someone who never does those things, ever, who's totally innocent. And right about him in every area of life. That's who you are. And so when fear comes to Chuck, I can go, you're a stranger to me. Now, my mind's been renewed, right? I'm being transformed. In what way is my mind being renewed? I'm learning to think like the new creation. I'm learning to put on the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ, Jesus doesn't think he's a slave to fear or greed or pride or anger or lust or anything else, right? That's the mind of Christ. And the more I surrender to the mind of Christ, the more I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. And my mind now is the mind of Christ. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Not just certificate of debt nailed on the cross, but the one who did all those things and raised up now in union with the one who doesn't do those things. Who's your life. You have his righteousness. Not just his right standing, but his right stuff, right character. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.